Imagine, you are just chilling out with your best friend, working together as valets, and then all of a sudden, your friend gets a card, and your life is turned upside down. Until one day, you step into a bus, and your friend gets himself into a crazy fight that involves a man with a knife for a hand, and your bus ends up in two. Now imagine that you are that person who has to drive the bus and has to get everyone to safety. That is, of course, the story of Katie in the new film Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. And today, we're breaking down her friendship with the titular character. Hey, what's up everyone, and welcome to the Ben Van Alles Podcast, the show where we talk about a lot of things. I'm your host Ben, neurodivergent mess, member of the LGBT plus community, dinosaur enthusiast, and honestly, way too much into Marvel. Today, we're breaking down the healthy friendship of Katie and Shang-Chi in the new film Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. So let's get into it. So I don't think it's an understatement to say that a lot of medium these days portrays relationships between men and women as purely romantic. And honestly, that's getting kinda tired. We've seen it over and over again, and it's almost as if men and women can't have proper platonic relationships together. So imagine my surprise when I saw Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings in the cinema and found out that there is no romance in that movie whatsoever. As a matter of fact, our true leads, Katie and Shang-Chi, are constantly shown in a very platonic relationship, and they are perfectly happy with that. They explicitly state that in the movie. It is said we are just friends. They don't kiss on screen. They don't romantically hug on screen. It is a purely platonic relationship, and honestly, I am living for it. And I think everyone should. We should have more healthy relationships between men and women in modern media. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today, because it's very important. Because I think, especially in our society where men almost feel entitled to women's attention and bodies, that it is very important to also have a major action movie that just shows like, hey, we can be friends, we're not entitled to their affection, we're not entitled to their friendships, and we can just hang out with each other and be the best of friends without expecting anything more from it. And honestly, Marvel, well done, well played. I was absolutely pleasantly surprised by that one. And I think, you know, I really hope that more people are, because I think it was a pretty good movie. It was well written, it was well directed, it was well shot. So why is it so important that we have purely platonic relationships between men and women, and purely platonic relationships in general? Because I think that a lot of medium these days really focus on the romantic side of things. And I think that almost paints a picture that men and women cannot have platonic relationships without something more there. And I think it's therefore very important to also show that yeah, we can absolutely just be friends, and we can hang out, and we can go to the movies, and we can go clubbing, and we can hang out with other friends without there being anything in return. We're just friends, and that's honestly a beautiful thing. And bravo for Marvel for pulling that off finally. And I honestly wish that we had a lot of more superhero movies that tackle this, because I don't think there's nearly enough. The biggest reason why it is important to have this is because we see a rise in people we call incels or involuntary celibates, who are men who feel very entitled to women's bodies and who feel very entitled to always have women's attention 24/7. And there's also these really weird rise of TikToks about alpha males, and there almost seems to be a constant battle going on in our world for men to almost force themselves upon women in some way or another, or to always seduce them. And I think that is exactly what is so important, that we finally have a major action movie that shows just how important friendships are, and that it doesn't focus on anything else but that friendship and family, actually, to a certain extent. And most certainly that you can cut toxic family out of your life. I think that's also a very important thing that this movie particular taught us. And that sometimes the family we didn't know we had can turn out to be the best family possible. That is another lesson that this movie definitely teaches us. So what I really wanted to look into right now is the relationships that these two have. Because at the beginning of the movie, we very much see them very close. They work at a valet parking. That's all they do. But they're very happy in the role that they have. And they don't seem particularly bothered to rise up to a certain occasion or to do more with their life. And honestly, you know, I feel that deep in my bones. And I think it's also really important that they show that you can be very happy in a place where you are now, even if that's not the best place for you. I also really like that they showed that you can work on something and, you know, that hard work and dedication into a certain thing will get you the results that you want. But it is not necessarily the thing that you are most good at or the thing that works best for you. What I really liked is that Shang-Chi still had to relearn certain fighting styles in order to be considered worthy, and that he is a character that constantly tries to evolve, but he's also not a character that seems very conceited or very worried about the things that, you know, he's supposed to do. And I quite enjoyed that about his character. I quite think that they handled that quite well. What I also really liked about Katie is that Katie is just happy-go-lucky. She's just happy to have Sean around. She doesn't really see him as anything more than like a brother figure. And, you know, another thing that I really liked, she doesn't really get a romance in this movie. And Shang-Chi actually also doesn't get a romance. And that was surprisingly refreshing to see. Especially as someone who is aromantic myself, like that was probably one of my favorite parts of that entire movie. And Awkwafina did a fantastic job just acting that out. What I didn't particularly like is that she learned some skills very quickly, because that was the one thing she was good at and she put some work into it. I don't think it quite works that way, but you know, you can't have everything. So yeah, with the upcoming rise of, with all of these different attacks on women and all of the things that, you know, are currently being pushed on in the US, I think it's actually very important to also show that, you know, we can work platonically together and that we can have good friendships. And of course, this movie is not the first one that does it. It's just a more recent one, I think. Other films that were fantastic at this were, by example, Moana. I think that one shows a fantastic friendship between Moana and Maui. And I think that's something that we definitely need more of, just strong women and strong men will work together to achieve a certain goal and just not worry about anything else. And maybe through the power of media in this way, we will finally break through that kind of mentality of the alpha male and being entitled to someone. And I think this is by far one of the better ways to do it. I think just by reaching a larger audience, by showing that, hey, people can be friends, that is the best way to change people's minds instead of trying to constantly fight them. I think it's a very gradual process. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't fight these things, but I think it's a very gradual process to rebuild these relationships that humanity itself has created. And yeah, I actually want to applaud this movie for teaching us that and for doing it this way. I think that was really great. It's also not the first Marvel movie that did it. I think the relationship between Steve Rogers and Natasha Romanoff, for example, was also a very good example of this, of just two pals being pals and sort of teasing each other and sort of hanging out with one another. And I think there's more lesser known relationships within Marvel that also show this. But it was definitely a very welcome one and definitely a very needed one. Yeah, so do I think that Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings teaches us about positive friendships between men and women? Absolutely. From what I see is that, you know, even at the end of the movie, these two are just friends and they just hang out and they just do whatever the hell they want. And I honestly think that that's great. And the message that I want to leave this all with is also that, you know, if you have a friend, a really good friend that you cherish, make sure that you let them know that, make sure that they know that you love them and that you would do anything for them and that they are like a sibling to you. And just make sure that you go do fun things with them, and they don't have to be expensive and they don't have to be grand, but just, you know, hang out together, watch a movie together, or visit some things that are inexpensive, and just, you know, make sure that your friends know that you care about them and that you love them, and just let them know that. And that's a bit the message that I want to leave off with. But for now, I want to thank you all for listening to the Ben Vanellis podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that I will see you all again for the next one. If you like the episode, don't forget to leave me a review or a voice message. You can do so on my website, or you can leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. And if you want to support the podcast, you can do that too on ko-fi.com/Ben Vanellis, or you can go to my website, benvanellispodcast.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram to keep up to date with me as possible, you can do that as well. My handle is @BenVanellis for both. Or you can come visit me on Tumblr, where I hang out a lot, and the handle there is BenVanellis Podcast. For now, this is Ben signing off, and I will see you all again next week.